another strange day. The whole world is held captive by a guy that seems to be a nut, and that is the guy in Libya, of course. And we know what happened yesterday. Oil prices spiked to the highest level we've seen in several years, and the market got hammered. It looks like the market's going to be down again this morning at the opening, but not nearly as much as yesterday as we wait to see what happens. So let's talk about what's happening over here in the real world. And yesterday we talked a lot about retailers, and we'll do that again this morning. Here's some good news from an Arkansas retailer that has struggled for years, and that's Dillard's. They seem to have things turned around. Fourth quarter sales, same-store sales, stores have been open a year longer, rose 7%. Profit was up 38% in that quarter over the same quarter of last year. They made almost $110 million in the quarter that ended January the 29th. Total merchandise sales up about 6.5% compared to last year, so their numbers looking good, and they really had struggled for a long time. They announced an increase in their share repurchase program. They're going to buy back a lot of their own stock and authorized up to $250 million of that. So looks like things are improving there. Yesterday we talked about Home Depot, the nation's largest home improvement chain, and their numbers were really excellent. We mentioned that Lowe's would be reporting this morning. And we look at these because it gives us some insight into what's happening to the consumer. And from Home Depot's numbers yesterday, we know that the consumer is finally beginning to spend some money on their home again. The numbers from Lowe's were also impressive, not quite as impressive as Home Depot's, but they did report a profit that was greater than what Wall Street expected. They reported sales up about 3% overall and same-store sales up a little over 1%, so that's good numbers. So a story that developed yesterday afternoon that's going to affect the market this morning is Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard is one of the 30 stocks that makes up the Dow. And when people say, well, the market's up 100 points, they're talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that's only 30 stocks. So when one of those 30 stocks gets a nice up or down thumb sign from Wall Street, and it looks like Hewlett-Packard's going to be down about 10% at the opening bell this morning. They reported profits that were actually better than the Street expected, but they had revenue that was below what Wall Street was expecting, and they lowered their they were kind of, I guess, milky or milk toast in terms of what they expect for the rest of the year, so that stock's going to get a pretty good slap around this morning. And in the continuing saga of what's happening to video, we know about Netflix and how they have streaming video. Well, Amazon has now launched their competing service. They're going to offer 5,000 movies and TV shows to their Amazon Prime members, $79 a year. And then Netflix has announced a licensing deal with CBS, where you're going to be able, if you subscribe to Netflix online streaming service, you're going to be able to download all these current and old shows from CBS, including all of the classics from Cheers, Twilight Zone, and Star Trek. And one other thing I want to remind our listeners about is something that's coming up here locally on Friday, and that is the second annual Compass Conference that's co-sponsored by the CityWare.com and the Economic Development Division of the Regional Chamber of Commerce. It'll be happening at the Expo Center. The guest speakers will be Jeff Collins, the noted economist. And he'll be giving us the Compass Report for our area, not a national report, but a specialized local report, and our newly elected representative to Congress, Steve Womack. And if you're interested in attending that, you can call the chamber at 783-3111 and ask for Whitney, and they'll fix you up. That's Friday from 11:30 to 1 at the Phoenix Expo Center.